At the top of the program, I said this morning we'd be talking to Sister Therese Fitzgerald. Good morning, Sister Therese.
Good morning, Father Willie. Thank you for having me.
Thank you very much for joining us here on Community Radio Kilkenny. Now, you know, you're coming to Kilkenny. You're coming to Kilkenny on the 11th of May. You're going to Wexford on the 10th of May to give a day on conversations with women in the Bible. Tell us a little bit about that, Therese.
So the day itself, it's going to be the same day repeated in both places.
Right.
And so it'll just give us an opportunity to actually sit with various women in the Bible, maybe three or four women throughout the day, and there will be a little bit of input on each woman, maybe looking at where some of the hidden gems are in the stories that are, I suppose, not always apparent at first glance.
Right.
And then there will be time to notice where their lives maybe resonate with our own, for example, their values, the values they hold, their experiences, and so on. And probably then with each of them we'll have an opportunity to spend time on one or two of the themes from their stories so that we can see how each woman can potentially influence our lives today and inspire our vision of what it means to be a faith community.
Yeah, brilliant. And I love the title, Conversations with Women in the Bible, because it kind of opens it up to not just kind of a presentation, but it opens it up to them kind of speaking to us in the reality of our own lives. And again, the women in the scriptures are very important because sometimes maybe in the past they've been lost a little bit, haven't they?
In some ways they have, and I suppose it's because we have so many stories that are so significant in the Bible. Mm. And then a lot of the women, or more often or not than not, the women are not named. So we tend, even if we look at how we are today in the world, we tend to notice certain things and not notice other things. So it can actually be a day of raising awareness as we begin to notice maybe the less familiar voices in the biblical text. And of course, God is speaking throughout it all.
Yes.
So it's actually a great way to recognize how some characters that we may not pay as much attention to can actually shape our lives and even transform our lives in terms of how they're behaving in the text and their relationship with God.
Yeah, because sometimes, you know, we know Mary, the Mother of God. We know Mary of Magdalene. You know, there's certain women who kind of jump at us because they've been more prominent and more popular in our faith journey and in our spiritual lives. But some of the other women, as you say, who are unknown, or maybe the ones who are there who don't get the same mention, maybe, and there is important.
Yeah, I think so. Even if you take the Syrophoenician woman, again, a woman who isn't, we don't know her name. And we find her actually in two of our Gospels, in Mark and Matthew. And she's having a huge difficulty in her life because her daughter is described in Matthew's version as being tormented by a demon, so right. Probably not language that we would use today. Mm-hmm. And in Mark's account, as having an unclean spirit. And like even if we think about it today, how awful for any parent to see their child in such distress.
Right.
And we hear that, I suppose if we take that example, we hear that Jesus visits her town. He's a foreigner from a country that is not on friendly terms with her own. Mm-hmm. And she hears that he's able to heal people. Yeah. And her love for her daughter motivates her to dig deep within herself and to reach out beyond the stereotypes and prejudices that might yes. exist. And yeah. so she reaches out to him. And their conversation is one where she, for the sake of her daughter, and maybe perhaps for her own mental health, pushes for a crumb from the table. And of course we know that in that story she receives far more than a crumb. Mm. Her daughter is healed, which is exactly what she's looking for. So that's a story about an unnamed woman, it's a story about healing, but it's also a story where a woman could actually reach out beyond any prejudice she may have for the sake of love, and in this case the love of her daughter.
Right, yeah. So, I mean, that's wonderful because it leads us not just into our understanding of our relationship with God through these women, but also to our own inner wholeness. That's the experience.
I certainly think there's a lot in the text, and especially when we actually sit with and spend time just lingering with the biblical characters, like we would with a friend. Where we can realize that something is transformed within us. So like as we engage with the biblical characters, male and female, but in this case we're looking at women characters, mm-hmm. and the movement of God's presence in their lives, there's something already happening. We already begin to be transformed through this process of hearing and engaging with their stories. Mm. Like I think we begin to notice similar themes in our own lives, and we find support and comfort in their experiences. And I think the other thing is, as we sit with them and listen to their stories, like hear what they have to say, what's their conversation with us like, what's their conversation like in the text, being transformed, we realize that it's more than just an instantaneous kind of thing. It's a kind of a process. Mm-hmm. And so the changes that happen in us can be subtle and become more obvious maybe with hindsight. And mm. So we find, I think there is a wholeness in it.
Yes.
And it's organic rather than something that's necessarily immediate. Mm.
I see a text coming in here which says, I was never a big reader of the scriptures and never knew an awful lot about it. But then I joined a local Lectio Divina group. And suddenly, just exactly as your guest is saying, it made the scriptures come alive for me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Lectio Divina is a wonderful way of approaching the text, and it's a lovely kind of reflective, meditative way of doing it and connecting with it in our lives. And then I also think that this is kind of looking at the text the way we will do on the days in Kilkenny and at Ballyvaloo. I think that way also invites us to actually go further into the text itself. Mm. To notice it in a particular way, because it'll be a slightly different way to Lectio Divina and a complementary way to it. Mm.
Because in the past, Therese, we as Catholics, we really have not been the best at kind of delving into the scriptures. We lost the scriptures to a certain extent, and lost the fantastic, you know, not just the inspiration they are for us, but also the challenge they are for us.
Yeah, I think you're right in the sense that it's obviously the basis of so much of what we do in terms of our prayer, in terms of the rosary. It's the backdrop to so much, and yet when we engage with it a little bit more, we actually it becomes deeper. Our experience of prayer, our experience of Sunday Mass, it all becomes a bit deeper. And in some ways, it's like, I don't know, if you think of Psalm 1. That sort of sound that talks about, you know, happy are those who do not walk in the counsel of the wicked, or sit in the ways of sinners, and it moves, that particular verse moves from the idea of walking to standing to sitting.
Yes.
And I think, you know, if we think of the people in our lives, the people with whom, like, we walk and we maybe pass by quickly.
Yes.
The people with whom we actually stand and pause for a short conversation, and the people with whom we sit for longer. Yes. And they're obviously going to have much more influence on us. And I think if we can sit with the characters in the text, if we can just listen to the Word of God, the stories that we find there, that something happens in the sitting, in the lingering, in the staying and allowing ourselves to be influenced by them. And I think I do think it deepens so much of what we do as Catholics, because so much of our lives, while we might not have explicitly looked at the text in the past, all our prayer is shaped by them.
Another lovely text coming in. Thank you for a fascinating interview. Ruth Rehab and Jephthah's daughter are three remarkable women of Scripture whose faith amazes and inspires me. This is a most worthwhile enterprise. That's from our friend Benjamin Nisham in the Isle of Lewis. So again, you know, we all have our own kind of particular characters in the Bible that we connect with, and, you know, who in many different ways, maybe as you say, Therese, influence us but also speak to us in the reality of our own lives.
Yeah, I think so. And even one of the people that he's mentioned is Ruth.
Yeah.
And I think Ruth, if we look at her life, there's so much in it. But in particular, there's this theme running throughout the whole book. It's a 4-chapter book, so it's a short book to read. Mm. And it's called after her, which is unusual to have a book titled after a woman. But it's the loving kindness theme that runs throughout. And it's what's particularly interesting is that it's one of the 13 attributes of God that we find in the Bible.
Right.
This loving kindness. And so she gives us an example of how we might live loving kindness in our own lives. Mm. And then that opportunity to explore, well, where am I showing, experiencing and showing loving kindness in my own life myself?
Mm.
So that's where the conversation can happen. What do I notice about Ruth, or what do I notice about loving kindness in myself? So that will be an example of exploring one of the themes, and how do we very gently sort of build on that theme in our own lives so that we can deepen it and enrich it through our conversations with the characters.
Great. So again, Therese, just it's in the Pembroke Hotel in Patrick Street here in Kilkenny. It's on the 11th of May from 10 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. and it's €20, which includes tea and coffee. But the important thing is that people need to book. I booked myself last week, and you know, but people really need to book before the 7th of May, don't they?
They do, that would be great if they could, yeah. And and I gather it's paying on the day is what I gather, so it makes it that bit easier. But if the booking could be done, and it could be done through the regional office at ssjg.ie, or by phoning Sarah or Katerina on 056-772-2870. During office hours.
Perfect, and we'll keep that here in studio, and we'll have it on our notice board and our community news, so people will know. But again, you know, thank you, Therese, for joining us here on Community Radio Kilkenny this morning, and looking forward to the day on the 11th of May. I know that you and I have discussed over email that our favourite character Hagar will not be dealt with on the day, but you know something, that's for another time.
exactly, and so I look forward to meeting you and everybody who's able to.
Thank you very much,
Therese. Attend on the day. You take care of yourself.
Good, and you'd be very impressed, though, that my next piece of music is a piece of music called The Woman at the Well.
Oh, fantastic. And we'll be looking at that story.
Ah, there you go. Okay, well, my listeners can listen to the song and then get ready for the day in the Pembroke Hotel on the 11th of May at 10 a.m. Therese, thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks very much.
Take care. God bless you. Bye-bye.
Bye now. Bye.